It is the last Murli of the season, 2008-2009. Today, Bap Dada is seeing every child everywhere who is a double master. Today, Bap Dada is seeing every child everywhere who is a double master. First of all, you are the masters of all the father's treasures. So firstly, you are the masters of all the father's treasures. And secondly, you are the masters of self-sovereignty. Every child has received the authority from the father to become both masters, to become masters in both. You are the children and also the masters. When you say my Baba, when you said my Baba, and Baba also said my children, my child, so you have both the experiences of being the child and the master. So you have both experiences of being the child and the master. So today, Bap Dada checked the effort of all the children, of every child. Bap Dada checked the effort of every child. So tell Baba what he would have seen. What he would have seen. Each one of you also can ask yourself, what is my effort? On seeing all the children, Bap Dada was pleased. But the father has one wish. Should Baba tell you what that is? Bap Dada has one hope from you. Will you fulfill the father's hope? what is that one hope or wish which Baba has? Should he tell you? Those who say that they will fulfill that hope which is in Baba, raise your hand. Those who say they will fulfill that hope. Okay. So you have raised your hand. Very good. That you will fulfill Bap Dada's hope. It's a small hope. It's a small hope. And that, and it is that from today onwards you have to change one word. You have to change one word. Which word is that? That you have to change the word that repeatedly brings you down, that is, lowers your stage. That word is karan. Karan means reason. You have a reason for everything. You justify everything you do. Brings you down, and that word is reason. You have to transform this word reason and adopt the word solution. So karan and nivaran. Karan means reason and nivaran means solution. So you have to adopt this word solution. Because because you know what service you are doing now? You are serving the souls of the world. You are serving the souls of the world. Finding a solution to the reason for the problems of all the souls of the world. And as soon as you find a solution, you have to take them to the land of liberation. So find a solution for them and then take them to the land of liberation, because all of you are the bestowers of liberation. And as you are the ones who are to give liberation to others, as you are the ones who will give liberation to others, you will for yourself also find a solution to all reasons, won't you? Because only then will you be able to give liberation to others. Only then will you be able to send them to Nirvana, to the world of liberation. So, to change this one word from reason to solution, is it easy or difficult to change this one word? Think about it. Today, Bap Dada wants all the children, those children who have come here, and all those who are watching and listening at their own places, wherever they are, Baba tells them, that Baba wants that you change one word. That word is reason. This word reason, because of this reason, this happened, you justify. And that brings you down. Actually, for half a cycle you have been living with reasons. And now it is time to find the solution. Now it is time to find the solution for those reasons.
Nivaran.
So one is Nivaran, means solution.
Or Nirvana.
And the other word is Nirvana, land Mukti. Beyond sound, Mukti.
Doimate.
So do you have the courage to change the word from reason to solution? You have all come with great zeal and enthusiasm, have you not? And Bab Dada is congratulating each and every one individually. You know, as it is the last Murli of the season, so maybe thousands have come and accommodation is finished and people are sleeping in tents. So Baba is saying, there is difficulty in sleeping and feeding everyone, but everything is being done with love, the plane of love, the plane of love made all of you reach Madhuvan. Bab Dada, seeing each one's love, Bab Dada, Bab Dada is giving each one of you multi-million fold love from the heart. However, when there's love, what do? With whomever you have love, out of love, because you love that person, you also give a gift to that one you love, don't you? So today, Bab Dada wants this gift from you. Baba wants this word reason as a gift from you. Baba wants to take this gift from you. You are going to fulfill this hope of Bab Dada, are you not? Raise your hand again if you will fulfill Bab Dada's hope and leave this word reason here itself before you leave. Are you going to leave it here? As soon as you go out of the gate of Shantivan, the word reason should finish. You leave it here. Even if it comes back to you by mistake, think that it is something which you have surrendered to Baba, and when something is something which was entrusted to you and then you have returned it to the Father, would you take it back? So, would you take it back? Now, have all of you made this determined thought? Raise your hand again if you say that you have made the determined thought to give up this word reason. So Baba is looking all around, all those who have raised their hand. Those at the back, wave to Baba, raise your hand that to say that you have given up this word reason. Acha. Very good. Because, why is Baba saying this? Because now, according to the time, according to the time, there will be a queue in front of you. There will be a queue in front of you. Why will there be a queue? People will come in front of you and say, oh, bestowers of liberation, give us liberation. Oh, bestowers of liberation, give us liberation. They'll tell you this. So, bestowers of liberation, who are to give liberation to others, when will you become free from this one word reason yourself? Because only then you will be able to give liberation to others. For you have to become free from the word, one word reason. Only then you'll be able to give liberation to others. So Bap Dada wants, Bap Dada wants, that this year's homework, that this year's homework, which you have to do is, that I have become free, and then I have to become liberated and then grant liberation to others. Because I have to become liberated myself and then grant liberation to others, because day by day problems are going to increase a lot. Underline, day by day problems are going to increase a lot. So the problems should change into the form of solutions. Problems should change into the form of solutions. Now your time and effort. Now your time and effort should not be used for finishing problems. Your time and effort should not be used for finishing problems. Can you not hear the call of your devotees and the call of time? Can you not hear the call of your devotees and the call of time? And along with that, now, according now, along with that, now, according to the time, so first thing Baba said, you have to become free or liberated from reasons, and the second thing, now according to the time, What transformation is essential? The next thing, what other transformation is essential? First transformation from reason to solution. Second, what transformation is essential now? Now each one of you has to become an image of experience, become an image of experience and give one or another experience to everyone. Give one or another experience to everyone. Baba wants that each one's face and activity be so clear. Baba wants that each one's face and activity be so clear so that people feel that you are the children of the bestower of liberation who give liberation to others. From your forehead they should experience a sparkling star. So they should experience a sparkling star from your forehead. Not just by relating knowledge to them, but they should experience this from your face. Because experience, if they get some experience, that will bring them close to you. Experience brings them close. So show them this experience through your face and activity. So show them this experience through your face and activity. Just as the facilities of science enable them to have experience, Dole, now it is the season of hot weather, so they experience coolness. When it is cold, they experience warmth, heat. So as science enables you to experience heat and cold, it gives you that experience of heat or cold. Does it not? Similarly, cannot the instruments of, just as instruments of science make you experience heat and cold, cannot the power of silence also give you the experience of power? Cannot the power of silence give you the experience of power? Now Bab Dada wants the children to remain stable in the stage of that experience and give the experience to one another power through your eyes and your forehead. Give the experience of one or another power through your eyes and your forehead. Whatever they hear from you, they of course like it very much. They like it very much. But then, at the time of hearing, they like it very much. But then, when an obstacle comes, they forget it. However, an experience once had is never forgotten for life. If it's just something has been heard, it can be forgotten. But if it is an experience, It's never forgotten for life. The whole life, that experience will not be forgotten. Bap Dada saw one reason. Bap Dada saw the result too, because of that reason. Bap Dada saw one reason, and because of that reason, Baba saw the result too. Seeing one result, Baba gave many congratulations. One result, one thing very good. Which result? Until now, you have had good zeal and enthusiasm for service. You are having good zeal and enthusiasm for service, so Baba likes it very much. And Bap Dada is giving congratulations for that. You are increasing service and also making good plans. So, congratulations. You are making good plans, increasing service, and the result is also good. According to your capacity, you are getting the result. But there's one thing. But there is one thing, that if you, and that is, in order to give an experience to someone, you will have to pay attention to yourself. Only then you'll be able to give an experience to others. At present, your service is now getting well known. People are coming to know that you are doing very good service of humanity. People are happy to see how you are serving others. And also nowadays, the interest is growing. You know, in spiritual matters, they want to know more from you. Now what? So Baba is happy with that. But what is the method to give an experience to others? It is, the method is that together with zeal and enthusiasm, to the extent that you have enthusiasm to serve others, to that extent, according to the time, you have to have an attitude of unlimited disinterest in yourself. According to the time, this is what you must have in yourself. An attitude of unlimited disinterest in yourself. If someone is becoming a problem in your effort, or if something is becoming a problem in your effort, the reason for that is the lack of an attitude of unlimited disinterest. That is why problems come in you, because of lack of attitude of unlimited disinterest. Now there is need of unlimited disinterest, and that an unlimited disinterest lasts all the time. If it is happening according to the time only, that is only for some occasions there is unlimited disinterest, then time becomes number one. And you will become number two, because that time, that moment, enabled you to have thus to have unlimited disinterest. But that was not coming from yourself with your efforts. That time made you have unlimited interest. So the praise goes to time and not to you. Unlimited disinterest should last all the time. Unlimited disinterest should be for all the time. So on one side, let there be zeal, enthusiasm, happiness, but on the other side, there should also be unlimited disinterest. What is the reason for unlimited disinterest to not be there all the time? Why the unlimited disinterest is not there all the time? Bab Dada has seen that the reason for it is body consciousness. Because of body consciousness, the unlimited disinterest is not there all the time. The word body is used with many things. For instance, relations of the body, possessions of the body, sanskars of the body. The word body is included with everything. So body is included with everything. And with what other thing body consciousness comes in? With what other things? Until now, Bap Dada has checked that the main reason, Bap Dada has checked that the main reason that brings you from soul consciousness into body consciousness is the old sanskars which bring you down. They bring you down from soul consciousness into body consciousness. Yes, you have finished the many old sanskars, but still, even now, one or the other sanskar still continues to work in you in the form of your nature. It's your nature, and then that works in you and brings you down from soul consciousness to body consciousness. So just as the nature of body consciousness has become natural, but now the nature of soul consciousness should become natural in the same way. Because it hasn't become natural in the same way as body consciousness has become natural in you. So soul consciousness should become natural nature in you. You say that you have finished your old sanskars. You say that you have finished your old sanskars, but although you may have finished your old sanskars, you haven't completely burnt the seed. The seed is not completely burnt. This is why when the time comes, the sanskars of the consciousness of the body emerge. So now there is need to destroy the nature of the consciousness of the body. Now there is the need to destroy the nature of consciousness of the body and its progeny. And its progeny. with the power of soul conscious stage. With the power of soul conscious stage, you have to finish this nature of body consciousness along with its progeny. Because children say, although they don't want that old nature to come, but it still emerges sometimes. But why does it emerge? Because there is still a trace of it. And because of that trace, it emerges with its progeny. So now there is a need to become the form of power. Now there is a need to become the form of power, and the basis for that is to check the self, to see whether the old sanskars of consciousness of the body still remains in the form of trace. So you have to check whether still some form of a trace of the old sanskara body consciousness is there or not. And that will finish with the attitude of unlimited disinterest. If there is a trace, you can finish it with the attitude of unlimited disinterest. Seeing and hearing about the service you all are doing, Bap Dada is very pleased. But the father's desire now, is that people should now be able to see the sparkle and spiritual intoxication of service. They do get an experience through service, no doubt. They do get an experience of service you do. But along with that, there should be the impact of an attitude of unlimited disinterest too. Because of the service you do, people will praise you more and more. Matter will become your servant. It will serve you. And people will have an experience from you. The facilities will increase. You know, you will get many things. The facilities will increase. But if there's an attitude of unlimited disinterest in you, then there will be a balance between the facilities you get and the spiritual endeavor you make. So that wonderful, beautiful balance will be experienced between the facilities you get and the spiritual endeavor you make. Just as you give householders, those who live in their families, you give them the example, don't you? That while doing everything, you have to be karma yogis and remain like lotus flowers, detached and loving. You tell this to householders, those living in their families. You tell them this, don't you? In the same way, When you serve everyone, you receive facilities, but there should be a balance. There should be a balance between the facilities and the spiritual endeavor. If you are like a lotus flower yourself, as a good karma yogi, detached and loving and experiencing the balance. So Baba saying, nowadays there has to be this addition. There has to be this addition. With service, there is also a need for an attitude of unlimited disinterest. As you walk and move along, they should experience you to be special souls. They should experience you to be special souls. Not just at the time of sitting in yoga, or at the time, or the time when you are giving lectures, not only at that time, while you are sitting in meditation or giving lectures, so not just only at that time, but even when you are walking, moving around, they should experience peace, power, happiness. They should experience peace, power, happiness from your forehead. Because the times are now changing. People are observing you, so you have to show that. Because the times are now changing. Times are changing. Well, Bab Dada has already given you signals from time to time, but today Bab Dada is especially signaling you towards the attitude of unlimited disinterest. Bab Dada is specially signaling you towards the attitude of unlimited disinterest. For that, check yourself. Check yourself and the obstacle of body consciousness to your becoming soul conscious. Check the obstacle which comes in the way. You experience many types of body consciousness. You have to transform that. And secondly, also think about that you have to have that experience for a long period of time. You need a long time effort of soul consciousness. So long time effort, long time fruit. So long time effort will lead to long time fruit. There has to be a practice over a long period of time. Effort over a long period of time will bring the reward over a long period of time. If you pay less attention now and not have it for a long time of soul consciousness, you will not be able to accumulate over a long period of time in the final moment. The board of too late will be put up. The board of too late will be put up. That is why. That is why Bap Dada is giving homework for the new season, for the new year. Bap Dada is giving this homework to you for the new year. Body consciousness becomes the reason for all problems. Body consciousness becomes the reason for all problems. And then, you know, the children are also very entertaining. And what they say to Baba, they try to reassure Baba that Baba, we will become fine on time. When the time comes, we'll become fine. We'll become all right. Bap Dada asked, is time going to be your teacher? Bap Dada asked, is time your teacher? If you become ready on time, then who's your teacher? Who's your teacher? Is time your teacher? Would you like it time, that time which is supposed to be your creation to become your teacher? Do you want the teacher, your creation to teach you? Would it be good that your creation teaches you? This is why, as time is coming close, you are actually the ones who are going to bring time close. You are actually the ones who are going to bring time close. You are not going to be dependent on time. Do not make time your teacher. Do not make time your teacher. So today, Bap Dada is giving this signal again and again. Bap Dada is giving this signal again and again. You have to check yourself. Repeatedly check yourself. So check yourself repeatedly and then change yourself. The transformation over a long period of time enables you to claim a right to the reward over a long period of time. So even if you have been a little slack, even if you have been a slack effort maker until now, the Father has love, for even the last numbered soul. The Father has love for even the last numbered child. It is because He has love that you belong to the Father. This is why you have love for Baba. That is why you say you belong to the Father, don't you? You have recognized the Father, you say, my Baba, and this is why you must not leave it to time. Don't leave your efforts you have to make to time. That time will not come. You have to bring about the time for completion. You have to bring that time for completion near. All of you are companions in Bap Dada's task for world transformation. All of you are companions in Bap Dada's task for world transformation. The father alone will not carry out the task. He needs the company of the children. The father, on the contrary, says, first the children. The children are in the front. So Bap Dada always puts the children in the front. So if you definitely want to come here next season, if you definitely want to come here next season, then get your homework done first. Will you do it? Will you do your homework? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. If you will do the homework. Those at the back, you are also raising your hand, aren't you? Okay. All those who are sitting, those who come for the first time to meet Bap Dada, they stand up. All those who have come for the first time, oh my God, look at this. just see, half of the class is of those who have come for the first time. Those at the back, wave to Baba. See, stand up and see, Baba is telling everyone. Stand up and see. Okay, sit down. Half the class is our first timers. Those who have come to meet Bap Dada for the first time. To all of you, Bap Dada is giving you congratulations for your birthday. For your birthday and the new birth. People say, you know, on someone's birthday, they say hundreds of thousand-fold greetings, and father says multi-million times greetings to those who have come for the first time. Bap Dada, gives a chance to all those who come, one chance to all those who come, and that chance is if those who have come recently, if you make intense effort, then Bap Dada and the drama can give them the chance of last so fast and fast so first. Give Baba, they can get this chance and give them a number ahead in the front. and give them a number in the front. You have a chance.
Chancellor.
Become a chancellor. And take this chance of coming in the front, of coming ahead.
Attention.
You will just have to pay little attention. You just have to pay attention. Okay. To all the children from everywhere who are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne and also on the throne at the center of the forehead, and also the ones who are seated on the future royal throne, to such long lost and now found children of Bap Dada, multi-million fold fortunate children, to those who always give the experience of spirituality through their eyes, to those who always show the fortune of happiness on their faces, to those whose minds are always dancing in happiness, and anyone who comes in front of you should experience that there isn't this type of happiness anywhere else, and they learn this lesson from here of how to be happy and then go back. In this way, every child of the Father is giving the experience of the Father through the Self, and the introduction through words. Every child of the Father is giving the experience of the Father through the Self and the introduction through words. However, to all the children who give a vision of the Father through their eyes and face, to all such children who also give a vision of the Father through their eyes and face, to all such children from everywhere, who have sent letters and emails, all of them have reached Bap Dada. All of them reached Bap Dada the moment you sent them. You sent them and it reached Bap Dada that very moment. Compared to those who are sitting in front of Baba now, your remembrance, Baba is telling those who have written letters and emails, your remembrance reached Bap Dada the moment you sent it. Therefore, many, many congratulations. Bap Dada is giving all the children from this land and abroad the response to the love from his heart. So to all the children from everywhere, Bap Dada is giving multi-million fold love and affection. action. And affection from the heart and saying is giving multi-million fold love and affection from the heart and saying namaste to everyone. And after completing the murli, Baba remembered whose turn it is. So now Baba is going to ask, whose turn is it?
Acha,
whose turn is it? So Muni Ben is saying, today's Seva turn is Eastern Zone, Tamil Nadu, Bengal, Bihar, Orissa, Assam, Jharkhand, Tamil Nadu and Nepal, Tamil Nadu, Kerala. Okay, stand up. All stand up. All those whose turn is to serve, stand up. Oh, so many, just see. Okay. So many states have been added to this zone. So many have been added in this zone. Okay, those from Nepal, raise your hand. 2,000 have come only from Nepal. 2,000 have come only from Nepal. Only from Nepal, they are raising their hand. And those from Chennai, Tamil Nadu.
Tamil Nadu wale haath uthayenge sabhi.
Tamil Nadu, raise your hand. It is good. It is good. Baba is saying it is good. Congratulations. All these states together are called Eastern Zone. There's the east of India, east of Bharat, so it's called Eastern Zone. Congratulations to the whole zone. Congratulations to the whole zone. Just look at everyone. See how many of you have received a chance to serve the Yajna. You enjoyed it, did you not? To serve? Did you enjoy serving here? By serving the Yajna, you accumulate more than 1,000-fold charity. So all of you who are instruments to serve with a true and big heart, who have been instruments to serve with a true and big heart, you have accumulated more than 1,000-fold charity. This is good. Good, big number has come. But now Baba is wanting you to do something new. Something new.
Achha.
Okay, do something new. Achha. Bap Dada is giving to everyone in the whole zone. Bap Dada is giving multi-million fold congratulations to everyone. To all those who have come in this zone, to each and every fortunate soul. Congratulations, congratulations. And now double foreigners, and now we turn for double foreigners. Okay, and now
Baba
double foreigners have also come. All double foreigners stand up. There are about 300 of them from 40 countries at that time. Double foreigners, yes. All four double foreigners stand up. But who is the biggest foreigner? Baba is asking the double foreigners. Who is the biggest foreigner? Are you foreigners? But who is the greatest foreigner of all? Bap Dada. Bap Dada is even a greater foreigner than all of you. Baba is a greater double foreigner, is it not? He comes from so far away. The distance that you come from can be measured. But can you measure the distance that the Father comes from? Paramdham, can you measure how far it is? But how long does it take you to come to this land from abroad? And how much time does it take Bap Dada to come? There is a wave of service and self-transformation abroad. Yes, Bap Dada is very happy with that. Very good wave of service and self-transformation abroad. Okay, you may sit down.
आदरणीय दादी जानकी जी हम सबको
वरदान से दादी जानकी विल ब्लेस अस. She'll give us blessings. Dadi Janki ji. All of you, please remain seated. Nobody should be standing up. You all know Dadi Janki just went on a long tour. She went to Hong Kong and filled everyone's aprons with lots and lots of blessings and is now back in Madhuban.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, Dadi. Strong voice. Om Shanti. Three times you all will say, won't you? Om Shanti.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Third time, Om Shanti.
Wonderful, mera Baba.
Wonderful, my Baba.
Wonderful, Baba ke bachche.
Wonderful, Baba's children.
Hum Baba ko sada saathi.
We make Baba a constant companion.
Baba
is a constant companion. And also Baba is a detached observer. He tells us, find out, understand the call of time,
Baba,
understand the call of time. Baba is wanting us to do transformation in the self.
Baba, hum bachchon ko.
Baba is filling so much zeal and enthusiasm in us. Zeal and enthusiasm should never become less. Happiness, this is our real nourishment. It should never lessen, it should never decrease. We have to be happy, forget the old past things, don't remember anything of the past. Instead, remember what is we are going to become in the future. So, Baba says, you have to move forward and forward. This new tree is growing and growing. And see, the diamond hall is so full now, full to capacity, and also the conference hall is full, you know. Even outside, it's all full. So I think over more than 20,000, 25,000 are here. So, Baba is saying, children, 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 Baba keeps on saying children, and children keep saying, Baba, Baba. Say, say, Ma, Mera Baba.
Meeta Baba.
Sweet Baba, Meeta Baba.
Pyara Baba.
Pyara Baba, lovely Baba.
Shukriya.
Thank you, Baba. Shukriya, Baba.
Baba. Aaj ke is sanson ko hum bhi apne log dil se pyara se seva mein hazir hai.
So I've now come back from the tour, brought love and remembrance of everyone to you, and and also saw Nirbhay Bhai, he's here, sitting here in front of you. Nirbhay Bhai Sahib, Nirbhay brother, gives very good, tells very nice things on call of time. What we have to do.
Puri karne ke liye, main kahengi abhi. 5 minutes, yahan thora bhi Bhai Sahib sunna.
Ah, now Bhai Sahib, Baba Daddy calls him Bhai Sahib, Nirbhay Bhai. Nirbhay Bhai, to say.
Ye mera mic mere Bhai Sahib ko.
Bhai Sahib means elder brother. Give this mic to my elder brother. So much respect she is giving to Nirbhay Bhai. So, just as Dadi ji said, now we will hear from Nirbhay Bhai. And after that, there will be this song by Madhurvani group.
टोली बांटने वाले ध्यान देंगे हॉल में बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहनों को टोली बांटना आरंभ करें टोली हॉल में बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहनों को टोली देना आरंभ करें टोली बांटने वाले सभी को टोली बांटना आरंभ करें
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
सभी भाई बहनें बोलो
ऑल द ब्रदर्स सिस्टर्स से ओम शांति
दादी जी की तरह एक बार और
वंस मोर ओम शांति
तीसरी बार वंस मोर
दैट टाइम ओम शांति
दादी जानकी जी को अपने बीच हम पाकर
सीइंग दादी जानकी
दादा के साथ
ऑल ऑफ अस
भी देखते हैं
Not only we watch Baba Dada, but we also watch Dadi Janki. And when we watch both together, our heart becomes so full
Dadi
of joy.
Ji ki himmat,
Dadi Ji's courage,
umang,
her enthusiasm, utsa, her zeal,
wo inke liye sabse bada indan hai, jo
this is the greatest energy which
main
is making me fly. I get afraid.
Lekin Dadi
to travel. But Dadi Janki, she's always in the flying stage. Even physically she's flying, not just spiritually. Taking Hansa Ben with her. And sometimes she goes to Hong Kong somewhere. She just came back from Hong Kong. You can clap a lot. She's back from Hong Kong.
और साथ साथ दादी गुलजार जी की हम
एंड आल्सो दादी गुलजार वी आर ऑल रिमेंबरिंग हर
उनके द्वारा जिस तरह से अव्यक्त बाप दादा ने
एंड
सभी आत्माओं को
अव्यक्त बाप दादा हैज सर्व्ड सो मच टू हर
विदेश में
इन भारत और all over the world, in other countries, whether they are old or new Brahmins, Bap Dada, through Guru Dada Ji, has made us be stabilized in our self-respect, and also given us so much respect and the intoxication, just like we were hearing today's
movie.
Do you feel that you've heard it before?
It felt as if it was,
we were hearing it for the first time. So that much intoxication we were all receiving.
Weren't
we?
बहुत बहुत ऋणी हैं.
So we are very very grateful to Dadi. We are indebted to Dadi because how she has been the medium, and we also thank Niluben for serving Dadi Gulzar so well, and
Gamdevi
from Mumbai, brothers and sisters who are looking after Dadi so well. But we are also requesting Dadi, Dadi, now the winter is really gone, very little left. You come to Madhuban, we are all waiting for you. We are all waiting for you, Dadi Gulzar. Please come back to Madhuban. According to today's version of Bap Dada, there's one thing we have to keep in mind all the time. Just like Bap Dada said, that from your eyes, your face, your behavior, activity, from your forehead, Baba should be revealed. And the basis for that, Baba mentioned that we should become strong inside, stable inside, that we will follow Bap Dada's Srimad 100%, 100%, no less than that, complete 100%. Those who say they will, raise their hand. You may clap for yourself now.
Om Shanti.
Very good, Om Shanti. So we also clap for Dadi Gulzar. She's recovering very well, and we hope Dadi should be with us soon. Actually, she's with us, but physically also, we would love to have her, and that also will not be far away. So today's song by Madhurvani Group, come and you came and celebrated the meeting with us. Okay, so Baba, you came to meet us and made us so happy. You gave us wings of zeal and enthusiasm. You colored us with zeal and enthusiasm. Baba, you told us to turn ourselves. Baba, you have done wonders. How can Baba remain without meeting his children? Now this separation, how can there be a separation? How can Baba stay without meeting his children? We come and Baba doesn't come. How can it be possible? Baba, you have done wonders. You may clap. We will finish all the reasons and find only solutions. We will change reasons into solutions and be liberated and liberate others. We will have the unlimited disinterest in us and be liberators of all. Brahma, you also said to liberate all souls, to our faces, our eyes, our forehead. Baba, you have done wonders. You are wonderful. We are the children as well as the masters. We always say wah wah all the time. We have become the masters of so many treasures. Baba, we promise you that we will fulfill all your hopes. We will forget the past and just take we will finish all reasons and have only solutions. Baba, you have made us so happy. You have colored us with zeal and enthusiasm.
हम सुनेंगे आदरणीय दादी रतन मोहिनी जी से वरदानी बोल. दादी जी को माइक दो ना, रतन मोहिनी जी को माइक दो. और उससे पहले एक अनाउंसमेंट है. गॉड ऑफ गॉड्स, आप सभी को खुशखबरी सुना रहे हैं कि बाबा की नई फिल्म गॉड ऑफ गॉड्स, जो कि पहली बार थिएटर में दिखाने के लिए बनाया गया है, ये फिल्म 90 मिनट की है और पांच भाषाएं हिंदी, इंग्लिश, तमिल, तेलुगु और मलयालम में रिलीज होने के लिए तैयार हो चुकी हैं। बाप दादा, दादियों और आप सबकी दुआओं से इस फिल्म को भारत केंद्रीय फिल्म प्रमाण बोर्ड ने प्रमाण पत्र दे दिया है, जिससे उन्होंने इस फिल्म को समाज के सभी वर्ग के लोगों को देखने लायक बताया है। ये फिल्म 4 मार्च शिवरात्रि के दिन भारत के सभी PVR सिनेमा थिएटर में दिखाई जाएगी, और अगर आप इस फिल्म को दूसरे किसी थिएटर में दिखाना चाहते हैं तो आप करुणा भाई और ब्रिजमन भाई से संपर्क कर सकते हैं। इस फिल्म का ट्रेलर कल आप सभी को दिखाया जाएगा। अभी हम सुनेंगे, सभी भाई बहने बैठे रहे, अभी हम आदरणीय दादी रतन मोहिनी जी से वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे। दादी जी को माइक दो ना। जिन भाई बहनों ने अभी तक सौगात नहीं ली है, कल प्रातः क्लास के बाद मुरली से पहले कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में बैठेंगे, सौगात लेंगे। अभी हम सुनते हैं आदरणीय दादी जी से वरदानी बोल।
ओम शांति। अभी इतनी बाबा की अच्छी अच्छी मुरली सुनी, और अभी तो आप लोगों को टोली भी मिल रही है, आप लोगों ने जल्दी उठना शुरू कर दिया है, इसलिए अभी मैं तो आपका जास्ती टाइम नहीं लेती हूँ, क्योंकि आप सब उठ के खड़े हो गए हो, लेकिन दरवाजे के बाहर आपको जो टोली मिलती रहेंगी बाबा की, वो आप लेते जाना। बाकी तो जो कुछ अभी आज सुना है, बाबा ने हम बच्चों को बहुत 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 खजाना दे दिया है, उस खजाने को जितना हम मनन करते रहेंगे उतना हमारे अंदर गुणों का विकास होता जाएगा, अर्थात हमें जास्ती मेहनत नहीं करनी पड़ेगी, और सहज रीति से जितने हमारे में गुण इमर्ज होते जाएंगे, तो आप जानते हैं इस समय की कमाई के अनुसार ही हमारा भविष्य बनता है। तो जितना जितना अभी हम अपने में भरते जाएंगे, उसका रिटर्न हमको दूसरे जन्म में मिलेगा, अर्थात इसके बाद विनाश की सीन देखनी है, और फिर सत्युग में वो नई राजधानी चल के देखनी है। इसलिए यहाँ हम बाप के महावाक्य सुन करके उसी के अनुकूल अपनी जीवन बनाते जाएं, तो अंत में हमें वो ही याद रहेगा, बाबा ने हमको ये सिखाया, और उन्हीं सिक्ख्याओं से सज कर जाएंगे तो भविष्य भी हमारा ऐसा ही उज्जवल बना रहेगा। इन्हीं शब्दों के साथ आप लोग फिर भी शांति से बैठ गए, इसलिए आपको भी बहुत बहुत मुबारक है, मुबारक है, मुबारक है।
दादी जी का बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया। और अब हमारे आदरणीय निर्वैर ब्रिजमोहन भाई भी अपने दिल के उद्गार हम सभी के समक्ष रखेंगे।
ओम शांति। ईस्टर्न जोन के पधारे हुए बहनों और भाइयों को बहुत बहुत स्वागत है मधुबन में। आप जानते हैं कि ईस्टर्न जोन किस लिए प्रसिद्ध है। बाप दादा की शुरू में बाबा की प्रवेशता ईस्टर्न जोन में हुई थी। सूर्य ईस्टर्न जोन से निकलता है। ईस्टर्न जोन ब्रह्मा बाबा की गद्दी रही है और ईस्टर्न जोन में यादगार हैं सारे। ब्रह्मपुत्रा नदी है और वहां पर डायमंड हार्बर है, जहां गंगा सागर है, जहां कहते हैं कि सारी तीर्थ बार बार और गंगा सागर एक बार, डायमंड हार्बर है। इसलिए ईस्टर्न जोन बहुत ही विशेष जोन है और इतना बड़ा विशाल जोन है। सूर्य ईस्ट से उदय होता है तो रात्रि समाप्त होती है। अपने लिए सभी ईस्टर्न जोन वाले जोरदार ताली बजाओ। कुंभ मेले की सेवा हो रही है और वास्तव में यहाँ भी कुंभ मेला लगा हुआ है, तो आप सभी भाई बहन मुबारक के पात्र हैं। बाबा ने आज यही कहा कि दिन चढ़ेगा तो रात खत्म होगी, और दिन कैसे चढ़ेगा, बाबा ने सार में कहा कि आप हमारे पुराने संस्कार ही अज्ञान की रात्रि है और पुराने संस्कार हमको नीचे ले आते हैं, तो पुराने संस्कारों को समाप्त करना है और उसका एक ही तरीका है कि हम नए संस्कारों को भरें और सारा टाइम नई नई सेवाएं करें। बाबा ने कहा ईस्टर्न जोन कुछ नया कुछ करके दिखाए, तो ईस्टर्न जोन को चाहिए कि गीता का भगवान सिद्ध करे, क्योंकि बाबा ने कहा हुआ है कि गीता का भगवान सिद्ध हो जाएगा तो विजय हो जाएगी। हम आपके सहयोगी हैं, सारे ईस्टर्न जोन में बहुत सारे केंद्र हैं। आज मुझे दो बहनों ने तो कहा है कि हम गीता का प्रोग्राम रखेंगे, लेकिन जितने आपके कैपिटल सिटी हैं वहां रखेंगे तो बहुत अच्छी जल्दी से प्रत्यक्षता हो जाएगी। ओम शांति।
बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया। अभी हम एक मिनट के लिए साइलेंस में बैठेंगे।